ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very interesting question, and that question is about taqiyya. As you know, taqiyya is one of those things which is a subject of contention amongst Muslims, amongst the various madhahib and Muslim sects. Some such as the madhab of the Ahlul Bayt, the followers of the family of the Prophet, they consider taqiyya to be lawful and permissible in certain places. Taqiyya means, obviously, that we hide our faith in times where we fear for our life, for our wealth, our property, and also our honor. Whereas some other madhahib within Islam, they do not accept this as being permissible. The question we want to ask today is, what are the limits of taqiyya exactly, right? Meaning, where is the point at which taqiyya no longer becomes permissible? Like, for example, let's say that somebody says that I'm going to burn down this mosque, you know, if you're a Muslim or something, right? Are we allowed here to do taqiyya or what, you know? So, fortunately, the answer to this question, we have answers to this question. And in the hadith, many hadiths have been transmitted regarding this subject. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, dissimulation, meaning taqiyya, was established to withhold blood from being shed, meaning Allah Ta'ala, He allowed us to do taqiyya so we can protect our lives so that we don't die, so blood would not be shed. So if dissimulation extends to bloodshed, then there is no dissimulation. What if by doing taqiyya, you know, more blood would be shed than if we didn't do taqiyya? But obviously, in this case, you know, logic dictates that we should avoid it. In continuation, the Imam said, by Allah, if you are called to aid us, you would say, we will not, rather we will dissimulate. For example, if somebody says, I'm going to kill this very important person, right? You know, in this situation, would you do taqiyya? No, you wouldn't. Because the life of that person is obviously more valuable than yours. Then dissimulation would be more beloved to you than your fathers and mothers. And if the awaited savior was to appear, meaning the 12th Imam, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, if he was to appear, he would not need to ask you for it. And he would uphold the penalty of Allah among those of you who are hypocrites. So when we keep the logic and the wisdom behind which, and because of which taqiyya was actually formulated, we can understand also as a corollary its limits and where and to what extent it can be applied and acted upon. We understand that it can only be used when it doesn't lead to more problems and it was trying to resolve. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the limits and statutes of taqiyya and dissimulation. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir. Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Hayyu, Ya